This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
With you all the way through until around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Our question of the day is all about how has your business or your workplace adjusted to foster safety first? Are they giving out more hand sanitizers? Have they split up your teams into two? What are they doing? Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. And Arv has a message over on WhatsApp.
Yeah, so this comes from Maggie Best, who says that it's work as usual to date, but we are avoiding the meetings of more than five packs. And then we have a message on Twitter from Handsome Korean, who says split into teams to work from home or office for this week, subject to changing news.
Handsome Korean.
Mm-hmm.
Right, thanks for that. Over to our next, we've got some more over on Instagram. Chris.
Yeah, so Gwen.O says staggered work from home arrangements, much like BFM are doing.
Yep.
And BoomBoom.co also just says hand sanitizer.
Yes. Everywhere. Right. Final story of today's show is all about the senior citizen shopping hours. Chris.
Yeah. As we know, the demographics which are super high risk for the infection of COVID-19 are the elderly and the immunocompromised. But they may also be the least prepared for the prospect of self-isolation and potential quarantine, what with the masses of healthy, able-bodied people buying, you know, panic buying grocery essentials like toilet paper to the not so essential like lemons and false eyelashes. Seriously, false eyelashes are gone.
Yeah.
This then leaves the elderly and also the immunocompromised at a very distinct disadvantage. So Woolworths, which if you don't know what that is a supermarket in Australia, apparently nicknamed Woolies, has announced that it will open its doors exclusively to the elderly and people with disabilities for a dedicated shopping hour. So most of its supermarkets across the nation will be open to these vulnerable people only from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. beginning tomorrow. The access will be granted also if the shopper has a relevant government-issued concession card. So they need to have their ID that they're, either elderly or have a disability specifically.
Like senior citizen thing.
Yeah. And then all other shoppers will be granted access after 8 a.m. So Woolworths said the move has been prompted by the unprecedented demand in supermarkets over the past week, which has seen many elderly and vulnerable people in the community missing out on vital items they may need when they shop. Managing Director Claire Peters said this temporary measure will give them and those with a disability the opportunity to shop before our stores officially open, helping them obtain the essential items they need most in a less crowded environment. But I have questions about this because I think it is great to have, you know, this segregated time for these vulnerable people. But number one, is an hour enough time? Primarily, you know, in terms of like, you know, getting things like getting things down from shelves and getting everything scanned, especially if it's like this specific hour for these people, like how long are the queues going to be? Are the staff going to be trained on like a sanitization as well? Because the staff who are helping these people obviously can't give them anything either.
Yeah.
That would defeat the purpose of this hour. Is it also too early in the morning?
For old people? No, I don't think so.
I mean, that would just...
They're up before it's even the sun comes up, you know, most of them.
That was my concern. But also, some people with disabilities might have to also work jobs as well, and that might also be difficult for them to go in that early. You know, my thought is, like, maybe should there be more than one designated shopping hour? Should there be one in, like, the morning, and then one maybe in the evening after the shops have closed? That could be, like, an interesting way to go about
it. At night, once the crowd is, like, subsided and
stuff.
Yeah,
you know, so that's where I'm at. I mean, otherwise, I think this is a fantastic idea, because we really do need... The whole point of you know, social distancing and the whole point of self-isolation and quarantine and whatnot is the fact that we cannot allow this group of people to be infected, because it means a lot. It's a much more serious case for them than it will be for the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, after seeing a lot of videos showing the worst of humanity grab toilet paper out of each other's hands, it's a nice counterbalance, you know. And I'm hoping that this is likely to kind of spread awareness and to other supermarket chains or whatever, and maybe we'll start seeing this appear everywhere else. It's a great idea, but you're right, Chris. You know, whether or not an hour is enough or not, I'm hoping that what Woolies are going to be doing is having extra staff during that period that they can help these elderly people get their stuff and whatnot. But I think it's a great idea.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
There was this tweet that I saw over the weekend, and I think this is from the US, where someone said that she was going shopping and then she was stopped by an elderly couple who were in a car, and the the woman actually said that they were sitting there for about an hour plus or something, waiting for the right person to show up because they needed to ask them for help because they didn't want to go into the supermarket because they didn't want to be exposed to so many other people and they were immunocompromised. And they fall within that bracket where, you know, they are more susceptible to the virus and they could develop complications and stuff. So I don't know how verified the story is because Twitter likes the likes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of telling, if it is a true story, it's kind of telling how at risk some people feel because of this pandemic, because of the spread and how much help they need just getting into the supermarket to get their stuff. And it's nice, I think, that supermarkets sort of give them that special hour or that special consideration for them to do their shopping before everybody else sort of crowds the place and gets what they want.
I mean, I was telling you guys, you know, I order my mum's groceries online from a supermarket over in the UK. And I've been doing that for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
You just log in, you put what you want in your trolley, and you know, a day later they deliver this stuff for you. And if there's something that you've ordered that they don't have, they ask if you want a replacement, they email you. They're very, very good at it. But when I tried to order for her yesterday, they were saying that they have no delivery drivers available until the 29th of this month, you know, and that's during that period, people can starve, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you get around that? And then it's a case of, oh, I have to ask my neighbor or my friend or my colleague if they can go to the supermarket, thereby putting themselves potentially at risk by going out and not socially isolating. All of these little things like panic buying and hoarding is what's causing these problems.
If we could, you know, jump to the fact that a lot of people are talking about touching on lockdowns and stuff without verifying anything. Like, it was confirmed that it was like fake news and it wasn't real, you know, the stuff that came out yesterday. But I think overall, like, not just in Malaysia, I think like other countries as well, people are worried about things like that. You know, when you say social distancing, people are like, how? And when you say go to the supermarket when it's not crowded, again, people are like, how? You know, KL is crowded. Like, most places are crowded. How do you pick a time where there are less people? Or when you say social distancing, how do you do that exactly? So I think it's not so much people don't want to listen. People just don't know how to listen. So even in the case of a lockdown, they're like, how would things work? Like, how would we function? How would the elderly function if there was a state of lockdown? So it's a lot of question marks, I think. Not so much that people don't want to listen.
Yeah.
And I think it's the world right now, isn't it? You know, nobody has had to deal with the pandemic of this. I mean, it's not, thankfully, it's not as deadly right now as some of the other pandemics that the world has seen in the past. But, you know, you have to start thinking like that. You have to start thinking, okay, I've already got this thing, you know, and how do I prevent myself from spreading it to other people? And you've just got to stay home unless you absolutely have to go out. But stuff like food delivery and grocery delivery are all things, of course, that we are going to be having to be relying on.
Yeah.
How is that all going to be affected? And that's something that we're going to have to talk about as well.
I mean, you made a really good point when we were on the break or when we were off air, and you were basically saying that the mindset has to shift from you thinking you can get through it to I have to help the people who can't.
Yeah.
So that's like, I think, you know, yeah, like Rich said, just stay at home. Guys, we have the internet. It's amazing. Just stay at home.
Yeah. And streaming services.
Yes.
Yeah.
On that note, we should wrap up for today's show. Thank you very much, of course, for all of your contributions, whether or not they've been tweets, WhatsApp messages, or messages over on Instagram. The question, of course, was how has your business or your workplace adjusted to foster safety first? That was the story that we ran with and the question that we asked. We then moved on to...
And then we spoke about how COVID-19 could cost Hollywood $20 billion in the long run.
And then we talked about senior citizen shopping hours in Australia at Woolies.
Stick around. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. It is with Dato Dr. Mohammed Abdul Karim Abdullah, the Group Chief Executive Officer of Serba Dynamic Holdings Berhad. Through their subsidiaries, they provide integrated engineering solutions to the oil and gas, petrochemical, power generation, water and waste, as well as the utilities industry. They joined the Breakfast Grill to discuss the different divisions of the business, diversification efforts, and an outlook on the oil and gas sector amidst the increasing volatile economic conditions of 2020. That's coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Nuvaraj and Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.